yourself.
Blog Talk Radio.
Theme song.
The comedy show where everything goes. We'll have a blast with many laughs with your hosts, Josie, Kayla, and Alex.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Kayla. What's up?
Not too much. How are you?
I am doing fabu.
Fabu.
I know. We're so excited. But I want to say, though, that Alex will not be joining us today because he has something going on. So we will just continue. So.
And we will miss you, Alex. So.
Yes, we will miss you.
Just
and
not
I'm
the
Josie,
same.
And you're...
I'm Kayla, as everybody knows.
Yeah.
Oh.
We already established that. That's funny.
Yeah.
But, yes, this is going to be a fun live chat. I mean, not live chat. Oh, gosh. Show.
Live chat on the brain, Josie.
I know. Okay, I didn't get... I had, like, hardly any sleep last night, so, you know.
Ditto.
Exactly. I had no sleep last night. You didn't either.
The only people that know that are you and Rissa.
Yeah, Rissa. Oh, and Amanda.
Oh, and Amanda.
Of course. How can you forget Amanda? No, I'm kidding.
Nobody can forget Amanda.
Exactly. Exactly. So, everybody, we don't have a guest today, but we will make this super, super, super fun. So no worries. We also have a game up our sleeve for you all.
Yes. Excitement. It's going to be quite fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited. I've been looking forward to this.
Oh, me too.
I know. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be super, super fun. So excited. Hey, Auntie JJ in the chat room. And Azer Bay fan, Tracy. Oh, AZ Reba fan.
Oh,
oopsies. Oopsie daisies.
It's all good.
And Tracy. Oh, wait, I think I just said that. My bad.
You can tell
I'm
you're tired.
So excited. I know. I hardly had any sleep, so excuse me for being all crazy.
Oh, I'm crazy too, with or without sleep.
I know. I am so tired. Oh, but this is going to be so much fun. Oh, Auntie JJ is calling in now.
Woo!
Oh, yay! So is anybody going to be watching New Moon today? It's on today.
Not me.
Oh, yeah, too.
I'm going to see it soon, though. I'm excited.
I know. I'm so excited. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be so much fun. And, you know, a lot of hot vampires.
Cough, cough.
But, yeah, it's going to be so much fun. I'm so excited.
We have a caller on the line. How about if we try and take a caller?
Mother.
Mother. Mama manager.
Mama manager. All right, we got a caller. All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Auntie JJ.
Hey, Auntie JJ. What's up?
Nothing much. I just got home from work.
Oh, work. Work. Oh, and you hardly had any sleep either today, huh?
Uh-oh.
Yesterday, sorry.
Because I was busy doing my paper for school and stuff.
Oh, yay.
And I was reading the Twilight book.
No. That's so cute.
And then, like I was telling you on the chat room, my mom went to see the new movie, New Moon.
Oh, did she like it?
Well, I don't know, because she barely left like an hour ago. Hang on.
Oh, it's like a two-hour movie, right? I think.
Yeah. I don't want to. She asked me if I wanted to go with her, but I told her that I didn't want to ruin it because I haven't seen the Twilight movie or even read the book.
Oh.
So I'm trying to finish the book first and then watch the Twilight movie.
Good idea. That's
yeah,
a perfect.
That's
order.
That's what my boss said. The librarian at school. She was like, "Don't even watch the movie. Just." Finish the book, and then you could watch the movie.
Good idea. And then by that time, it should be on DVD, so
yeah.
So you can just buy it.
There you go.
I mean, I have the Twilight movie, but it's not like the original one. Someone, mm-hmm. my godfather, burned it for me. It's illegal, but oh well.
Oh, Aaron's in that room.
He knew how much I wanted to watch it, so.
But are you excited about the show today? We're all sad because Alex isn't here, though.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I saw the thing, his Twitter thingy came on my phone, and I saw it. I'm like, what?
I know. Yeah, I'm like, oh, no. We can't go show him without him.
That was all of our reactions. We were all like, Alex.
Yeah. We're all like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I was looking for my cell phone, and I have it on my ear. Oh, my God.
Oh, I do it through my phone, too. Do you do it through a BlackBerry, or?
No, I have a regular phone, a Samsung.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. That's the best part about Twitter, is you could do it mobile.
Yeah.
You could do it on the go.
Yep,
but I'm saying, I was searching for my phone, and I forgot that I was using it to call you guys.
Oh, yeah. So you do it over your... You do it over your cell phone. You call in here, right?
Yeah, because we don't have the house phone. Is not available right now.
Oh, okay. Well, like, yeah, because I don't do it on my cell phone. I do it on my house phone because when I do it on my cell phone, it sounds all crazy. It's like, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. But I'm, like, sometimes I might not be able to call because, I don't know, for some reason, my cell phone bill came for, like, really high.
Oh, well, that is totally okay because you can call in anytime, you know that. So so whenever you can't, we'll just give you a shout-out. No big deal.
Alrighty.
Yeah, definitely. So it was so great talking to you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye, to JJ.
Bye.
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 Oh, she's so nice.
Oh, she's so cute.
I know, isn't she? Yes, Erin. I do think you're awesome. He just wrote the chat room. He's like, I knew it. Let's all just think I'm awesome, too. Ha ha. Yeah.
He's so silly.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, man.
Awesome. Okay, so everybody in the chat room, type in the chat room if you are ready for the fun game that we have planned for you guys. Right in the chat room. Ooh,
dun,
I'm so
dun,
excited.
Dun.
Do, 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 do.
We're
anybody?
All, like, random today.
I know, I'm so random, too.
I'm very
this
random today because I'm
so
running on
awesome.
No sleep.
It'll wake us up.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Hopefully.
Definitely. Okay, so people are ready for the game.
Yay, rock on.
Yes. Okay, so what this game is about, it's called Guess the Song, okay? And so I am going to play a song, and you have to guess who it is, who it's by, who sings it, and what the song is called. So,
oh, that's a lot.
Yes. So, all right, so here is the first song. Ready?
Ready.
Everybody's ready? Okay, here we go. All right, here we are. Okay, hold on. Any day now. All right, any day now. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, Fancy by Reba McEntire. Great job. Okay, who got this right?
I did.
Andy, JJ, and Erin. Good job. Woo!
Clap, clap.
We really need sound effects.
We do. We need an applause machine.
Exactly. Okay.
We'll send a prize out to Auntie JJ.
What?
We'll send a prize out to Auntie JJ.
Sounds like a plan. Okay, so what other songs do I got up my sleeve? Okay. All right, and Kaylee, you can guess too. I mean, of course.
Well, how am I going to do that? Just yell it?
Yell it!
Oh, God.
Yell
okay.
it loud. Okay, here we go.
Okay. You belong with me, Taylor Swift.
Going off about something that you said. She doesn't get your humor like I do. I'm in the...
All right.
Who knows?
Who knows?
I yelled it. Did you hear me?
Yes, we heard you. And you saw it, and ding, ding, ding.
What's the name of it?
It was You Belong With Me by Taylor Swift.
Auntie JJ got it right.
Auntie JJ got it right, but who's it by? Oh, wait, I just...
Yeah, Taylor Swift. And I yelled it,
okay.
So I got it, too.
Kayla got it, too.
Great job, Kayla and Auntie JJ. Woohoo! Prize is coming out. Okay. Wow, I'm horrible at this.
This is fun, though.
I know, isn't this fun? Okay, so here is... the next song. Everybody ready?
Ready.
All right, here we go.
Since you've been gone, Kelly Clarkson.
Auntie JJ again, whoop whoop!
And Kayla, I got it too.
And Kayla, of course, Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson.
Yay, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Aaron just said, Didn't Start the Fire by Queen.
What?
Okay.
Oh, wow, Aaron.
He's silly. He's funny. Okay. All right, very close, Aaron.
Not quite.
Sort of, okay. So, do you guys want to keep playing, or should that be game over?
Game over.
Wah, wah, wah.
I don't know, I think it's fun. That's
anybody else want to play?
Do-do-do.
Hey, Guest 72, and that is Amanda.
Oh,
hey.
Amanda.
Want to keep going? Okay. All right. So, Aaron's like, I need to win.
Come on, Aaron.
I know. Come on. Get with the game.
I'm like screaming it. They should get it right for me.
I know, right? Really? Okay, now this one, you guys should get right. And if you guys don't, oh, whoa.
We should.
You definitely should. And when you guys hear the song, you'll be like, hello.
Hello.
Oh, Diane, I'm sorry.
Oh, Diane's in here?
Oh, when you said goofball, I thought...
Oh, it's Diane?
Yeah, when you said goofball, I thought that was Amanda, because that's her nickname.
Oh, Diane.
Hey, Diane, woohoo. Awesome, you guys are ready? Okay.
Let's rumble.
Diane, are you ready? It's loading. Loading, loading, loading. Loading. Okay, this is totally going to be awesome. Okay. All right, here we go. Okay. I'm trying to hurry. Oops. Hold on. Hold your horsies.
technical difficulties.
Wow.
I hear, like, random mumbling.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Hold on,
guys.
Technical difficulty.
Here we go.
And Diane. Woohoo!
And Kayla.
Awesome, awesome.
I'm a survivor.
And JJ. Okay, I had to play that one because it popped up. And Melissa Peterman was singing it with Reba. Okay, hello.
Yeah, Mel.
I love that one. That was the skit one, so I'm sorry, but I was trying
good.
To fast forward.
I love that
forward.
One, too.
My bad.
My bad.
Exactly. Zach Del Mundo. Okay, so what other song here do we got? Do you have any suggestions? Anybody? Wait. Wait, don't kind of give it away. Oh, my God. I'm so out of it today.
Oh, me too. Don't feel bad.
Oh, man. This is horrible.
I'm going to sleep like a baby tonight.
I know, right? I am,
so
too.
Tired.
This is so horrible. I am, like... I swear, I am going to go to sleep in the movie theater tonight. I mean, there is no choice for me.
There's no way I'm making live chat tonight.
Me neither. Sorry, Rissa.
We love you, but we're glad.
Yeah, we can't do it. Okay,
oh,
here
God.
We go. Here is the next one. Hyper Auntie JJ. Okay,
Cowboy Casanova, Carrie Underwood.
Got it right.
Oh, finally, Erin.
And
hey.
Auntie JJ, it was Cowboy Casanova by Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Erin was like, The Climb by Miley Cyrus. Oh,
my
really?
Gosh.
No, it was Carrie Underwood, Cowboy Casanova.
Part of me thinks she's doing that just to be silly.
Yeah. Exactly. My mom loves that song.
Cowboy Casanova?
Yeah.
Me too.
Oh, man. Yeah. Does anybody else want to, do you want to continue to play? Anybody else want to continue?
Kayla.
My mom's over here saying yeah.
Me.
So who else wants to go? Kayla, you want to continue?
I do, yeah, me.
All right. Now, let me see. I got a whole stack of songs, so I'm trying to get them all.
A whole stack of songs.
I know. I am trying so hard to get this all right. And also, I need to know the name of the song, and sometimes it doesn't match up. And so...
Oh, it's all good.
I know. So you guys are going to have to bear with me here. But, okay... Here's the next song, if it'll work for me. You know what, next time, we got to be more prepared with this thing.
Well, this is kind of a, you know.
Yeah. I'm trying to, this is, I'm doing it over my cell phone. And it's not the best quality, so. So it's kind of not going to work.
It's all good.
But here we go. Here we go. Okay. All right. Hold on. Here it is.
Red High Heels, Kelly Pickler.
Great job, Auntie JJ. Woohoo! It was Kelly Pickler, Red High Heels. Great job. In my red high heels. I kind of gave it away.
Yeah, kind of.
At the end. Yeah, but, you know.
I, like, knew it as soon as it started, but.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Okay, so who else? Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, really. Dun, dun, dun.
Auntie JJ, you definitely know your country music. All right, but
so do I,
you know
apparently.
What? I'm going to be sneaking some other songs in here. So.
Yeah, like mix it up.
Yeah, I'm going to mix it up.
And see if we still know it.
Yeah, I know, right? And if you don't got it, it's totally fine. We are just playing for fun. But there's prizes just for the fun of it.
Oh, sweet.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so... trying to find some things that you guys might know.
I'm like trying to like think, should I be screaming the answer because people can just hear me and type it?
Do it, do it.
Because I'm over here screaming it as soon as the music starts.
Oh.
Because I know all these songs.
That is hilarious. Before we get to the caller that's on the line, let's just do one more little song here. And you guys have to guess that's right. You guys ready?
Ready.
Ready? Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. Maybe. Oh, yeah, here we go. All right. I'm sorry, I thought I was
so old.
A straight face during that one, but it was so hard.
I couldn't, I was laughing.
Yes, it was Britney Spears. Do you guys know the song?
I think it's Hit Me Baby One More Time.
No.
No? Crap.
It's Hit Me Baby One More Time.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you said no? That's what I said.
Oh, you, wait, you said that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ding, ding, ding. We got a winner.
I was like, what? I just said that.
Sorry, Kayla.
It's okay.
Great job, though.
Thank you.
Super great job. Okay, so we have a caller, right, Mama? All right. We have a caller.
Oh, yay.
All right, hello. Anybody on the line there? Oh. Mom still. Oh, hello? Hello?
There's nobody here but Kayla.
Hello? Is anybody on the line? Hello? You are on the line with Josie and Kayla. Hello? Okay, we'll come back to you.
Don't be shy, come on.
Yeah, we hear the TV, if that counts.
I guess that counts.
Okay, Ma, let's turn that off. We'll just get back to you. Call back in.
Oh, my goodness, that was funny.
That was hilarious. So whoever that was, call back in.
Yes, call back in.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so do you guys want to continue playing, or are you guys tired of it already?
I don't know. It entertains me, but...
I know. Isn't it kind of crazy?
Anything entertains me at this point. I'm so tired.
Exactly. I know. Me too. Me too. Anybody in the chat room want to do it? Anybody? 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 Okay. Let me think. Okay, wait.
Oh, God.
Okay, you guys will know this one.
Hopefully.
Oh, yeah. You guys will know this one. Okay. Hold on. Keep talking.
I'm just like... Oh.
Well, I'm trying to figure this out. I love you too, Erin. Woohoo!
Barbara Jean!
We are so crazy.
I love how it's like an inside joke now.
I know, isn't it? It totally is.
Barbara Jean! Yes! That just made my day.
I know, right? Okay, here we go. Are you guys ready for the next song?
Super ready. Let's go.
Okay, here we go. All right. Okay, I'm going to try to keep a straight face during this.
Okay, oh gosh. There's a great big party going on. Singing me.
Yes, there's a party going on, the Singing Bee theme song. Great job!
That is awesome.
I know.
I'm over here laughing, and I don't know why, but I'm laughing.
I was trying so hard to keep a straight face. I told you. It was hilarious.
Oh, my God. That is awesome.
That is awesome.
Oh,
okay,
God.
So let's do another one. That was so funny.
As soon as I heard it, I'm like, oh, gosh, here we go.
I know, right? There's a party going on here. And I love the part where Melissa is actually talking.
I know, me too. I love that.
I know, right? This is the magic of YouTube mobile.
YouTube mobile.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, this is so exciting. Am I, like, the only one that finds this very entertaining?
No, I do.
Okay, good. Josie's mom, it's your biggest fan. Oh, I love you, Auntie JJ.
That's adorable.
I know. Did you know she actually made my mom a fan page?
Are you serious, for real?
I'm serious. You gotta follow it.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Isn't that freaking awesome? It's like Josie's mom fan page or something like that.
Well, like DM it to me or something. I'll follow it.
Yeah, definitely. Oh,
that is awesome.
Molly got another fan.
Yeah, Kayla.
And I was like, this is so exciting.
That is awesome.
Isn't that awesome? Okay, here is the other song. Okay. Okay. Hold on. Oh, crud.
Oh, crud.
Oh, man. I'm, like, trying to figure out this whole thing. You know what I should do?
What?
I should do what, like, the Bob Show does. Like, have these things on tape and then just click a button and then it comes.
Yeah, that would be... Well, we didn't really have time to plan for that one.
Yeah. I mean, next show maybe we'll plan for it, but... Oh, wait. We might have a guest next time, but...
We might. Hopefully.
Hopefully. We're working on it. We are working on it.
I'm all, like, hyped up over here because I'm so tired.
I know, right? I am exhausted.
Yeah, when I'm tired, I get really hyper. So.
Me too. Me too. Do you remember yesterday in the live chat what I was saying? I was
oh, my gosh. That was so funny.
I know. I was, like, dying. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Some of the stuff you were saying, I'm like, oh, my gosh.
I know. She's freaking out. Okay, here we go. We got the song. Ready?
Ready.
Okay, everybody.
Girlfriend, Avril Lavigne.
Does anybody know that song?
I do, but...
Oh, you know what? You are totally welcome. What is it?
Girlfriend, Avril Lavigne.
Woohoo! Oh, yeah. She gets a prize, Kayla. Woohoo!
Yeah, woohoo, Barbara Jean.
Woohoo, Barbara Jean. Oh, okay. I read someone in the chat room says, Josie's mom wants to be a guest. Hey, that's my mom!
Wait, what?
Oh, hey!
Your mom's
my
in the chat room.
Mom wrote... Josie's mom wants to be a guest. Okay. We'll
hey, Josie's mom.
Actually, how much time do we have left?
I have no idea.
I have no idea either.
I think we've been on for like a half an hour.
We have 30 minutes. Okay. Mom, would you like to
Josie's
be our guest?
Mama. Josie's mom.
All right, come here, Ma.
Oh, yay.
Oh, yeah. Mom?
Hello?
Whoa, you're loud.
Oh, sorry.
Hi, Josie's mom.
Hi, Kayla. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you guys so much for asking.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Okay. Whoa, Ma.
She's so cute.
This is so fun. I feel like I'm somebody important for like a few minutes.
You are important.
Yes.
Without you, we'd be, I don't even know.
Hey, I'm really rocking the switchboard tonight, I have to say. Someone needs to call
know,
so that
right?
I can use my skills. Yeah.
I know, exactly. Exactly.
So, who's going to see New Moon tonight? Anybody? Am I the only one that's excited? I'm going to be like the first one in line at like 10 o'clock tonight.
No, I'm going.
Oh my
I'm
gosh.
Okay, you'll be next to me.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we saying? Let's go ahead and get some words here in the chat room. What's the favorite, the vampire or the werewolf? What do people like?
Vampire.
Vampire, hot vampires.
Vampire?
Exactly.
I'm all about Edward.
Oh, me too, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But we, you know, he's kind of young, but that's okay. I'm all about him for the show anyway.
Oh, man.
We could just find Edwards walking up and down the street. How fantastic would that be?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Aaron's like, I'm going to be standing out in front with all the young girls. Yes, I am. I will be the old one, so you'll be able to find Josie's mom right away.
Oh, goodness.
So Auntie JJ says she likes vampires.
And guess Diane. Diane.
That's
Diane,
Diane right?
Yeah.
72. Diane likes the vampire, too.
Yeah.
See? Let me see. Who else? Aaron hasn't told me what he likes.
Yeah, Aaron.
Maybe probably Bella, I'm assuming, right?
Probably.
Probably. I don't think he likes the hot vampire.
I'd hope not.
It's okay.
Yeah, she is.
She's cute. So, anyway, you guys are doing a fantastic job today. You ladies are holding this together quite nicely.
Why, thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know whoever the caller is with little area code 714, but if they want to talk, I'll be glad to put them on the line here, too. I'm so excited to use my switchboard skills. Can you tell?
Mom, I think you should stay on the phone because the guest probably wants to talk to you.
I don't know. So I'll tell you, Aaron says he has no comment about that movie.
Oh.
Come on.
Come on, you
see JJ's telling him, you know you like Bella. I don't know if he's going to give in. I don't know.
I don't know.
Come on, Aaron.
Let's see. So who wants to call in? Come on. I want to talk to somebody live. I haven't done that yet. How fun is that?
Tina Marie,
oh,
I got a question for you.
Yes, what's the question?
Okay. I was wondering, what do you do for a living?
This is so fun. It's like a real interview. I'm so excited.
I know, right?
Okay, so I'll bore you guys for like 5 minutes, and then I'll let you get back to fun. But I am actually a district manager for KinderCare Learning Centers. So I help make sure that people do fantastic things for children from the age of 12 weeks. I'm sorry, from the age of 6 weeks through 12 years. And we probably have a good almost 900 children that we care for on a daily basis just in my 12 few centers. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
Oh, that is awesome.
See? Not quite what the movie stars do, but it is fun.
Super exciting.
I will tell you that. And Josie used to be one of those children. So before she got close to turning 15 here, at 18 months, she was a toddler-age student at KinderCare. And look at how well it grew her up. See?
Aww.
I was not so well. I was not a good kid.
You were. You know what? We have a caller, so
I'm
so excited to, like, do the switchboard. So let's take a caller here. Hang on.
Mom, stay on the line, please.
I will. Let me just see what we get. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Auntie JJ again.
Hey, Auntie JJ. It's Josie's mom. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, good. It's so funny you to call in. Tell us what's going on.
No, I just had a question. You said you were a manager for, I wasn't listening to that part. You said that you were a manager for something about children, right?
Yeah, I'm a district manager for KinderCare.
Okay, because I'm, like, looking into, because that's my major right now in college. I'm looking to be either a early childhood teacher or, like, kind of open up my own daycare.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any, like, tips you could give me or?
You know, early childhood is the most awesome teaching to go into. So if you have an opportunity to do that, it's very hands-on, it's very active. The children are just honest and sweet and just so much fun. Honestly, it's like you go to work and you play every day, you know, and you get learning through that play because we have a strong curriculum. So, you know what, how old are you? Are you over 18?
Yes, I'm 24.
Oh, okay. So as long as you're over 18, you can certainly be hired. Until you have your degree, you can certainly start as an assistant teacher. And, you know, then you can kind of test out the age groups, work in some different rooms, and see what you like. All you need to do is go on to kindercare.com on the computer and look up locations and find a location that's near you and walk in and ask for an application.
Okay, so that's KinderCare.
I posted it on the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
I posted the link on
the
chat room.
I see. I see.
Yeah, and that's all you need to do. And, you know, tell them you know Tina Marie. See what that gets you.
Okay.
It'll get you far.
What's your name now? What's your name now?
I'm sorry?
Your name, just in case.
Tina Marie.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can't say Josie's mom, can you? They'll be like, what? Yeah, so no, my first name is Tina Marie.
Okay, I got it.
Awesome.
All right, then.
That's awesome.
Thank you for your
tip. Thank you so much for calling in. That was so sweet of you.
All right, you're welcome.
All right. Nice talking to you live. Maybe one day we'll get to see you in person.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care. Good luck.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye, Auntie JJ.
All right, let's try this other guest that's been holding on the line for some time now.
Ooh.
And let's just see if we hear anything more than a TV this time.
Okay, all hopefully.
Right. Let me just give it a try, because, you know, they've been hanging out there a while.
Well, I didn't have so many things open. I didn't. It's just that one website that's frozen.
Okay, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Is this a caller? You are on the line right now with Kayla and Josie, and Josie's mom. Who's it? Oh, my goodness. We have the TV again. I wonder what they're watching. Can anybody hear?
I can hear, but I can't make out what it is.
I'm listening to it in the computer, but I can't listen to the computer today.
I don't think she knows she's on the phone.
Hello?
Amanda?
Is that Amanda?
I don't know if this is this Amanda?
I'm pretty sure. Amanda?
Hello?
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 Hello? Hola?
Well, I think they're in the chat, but I don't think they think they're online. So I'll take them offline so they don't, you know, say anything they don't want to be saying online.
Oh, yeah, that would not be good.
If you know what I mean.
That wouldn't be good.
But
okay.
I see another caller. Wow, we are just heating up the chat room here. Would you ladies be okay if I take another caller?
No problem.
Yeah.
This is your show now, Mom.
Okay. No, no. That's okay.
No,
I'll take one more
us.
Caller, and then I'll let you guys get back to it. I don't want to interrupt your
no,
show.
No, don't leave.
Oh,
okay.
You're fine.
Okay, hold on one more second. Let me see if I can get this person on the phone here.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was Melissa Pearman?
Oh, that would
be. Oh, my God, I'd pee.
Let's see. Hello, caller, you're on the line.
Hello?
It's not Melissa.
Who is
Aw,
it?
Poo.
It's Diane.
Hey,
Diane!
How fun is that? Thank you for calling in.
Sure, not a problem. Hi, Josie's mom.
Well, hi. So what's new with you?
Not much.
No, me either.
yeah. Just sitting here relaxing.
Well, see, these ladies are fun to relax with, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I love them.
Aww. Aww, thank you.
You're welcome.
We love you too, Diane.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you.
We already know that.
Thank you. Thank you. I love twittering with you guys and listening to this and watching it when I can. Luckily, I was off work at 5.
Oh.
So,
oh, good.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
is perfect timing.
What do you do for a living,
No,
Diane?
I know.
Huh?
What do you do for a living?
I work at Walmart.
Awesome.
I'm a zone manager, which means I do the merchandising for all the fresh area in Walmart.
Oh, fantastic. Good for
yeah.
you. That's a fun job.
Yes and no. Time of year, not so much.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
right. This time of year is crazy. Are you going to have some goofy hours coming up after Thanksgiving?
Actually, not really. I do have to go in the day after Thanksgiving at 4 in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah, and work till 1. Yeah. With all their big sales that are coming up, so...
Now, have you seen the day after Thanksgiving? It always amuses me because I've never quite gotten out. I always say I'm going to do it just for fun, but I just never get up that early. Have you been able to see when you have that early morning sale that starts at 4 or 5 or whatever, when they first open up the doors, is it absolute craziness?
You know, this is going to be the first year I'm going to see it.
So you're going to see it firsthand?
Yeah, I'm going to see it, and I'm going to be right there, and I'm kind of scared.
Okay, so from what I heard, it's like the most popular rock concert in the world, and when you unlock the doors, you just got to get out of the way.
Yeah, I do know they're doing some things differently this year because there was, I think, something that happened last year at a Walmart. I think somebody either got hurt or killed.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I know they are doing things a little bit differently this year. Hopefully not the madhouse that it used to be.
Yeah, you know, I think I remember hearing, and I don't know if it was Walmart, but I certainly remember hearing on the news, you know, just different things, you know, like the trampling and things like that, much like they do sometimes at a concert and those kinds of goofy things.
Right.
All that for a sale.
I know. And so I'm going to be right there in the middle of it.
Yeah. Well, that's
so,
great. You're going to have to Twitter and let everybody know what that's about. And you know what? I have to get myself a Twitter page because every time I write something, I have to say I'm Josie's mom so that, you know, I don't embarrass her by having people think that she's talking like an old lady like I am.
Well, yeah,
you
do have to get one. Yeah, you do have to get one, and then I can follow you.
That would be so awesome. All right, so Josie's going to have to hook me up with that because, you know, it took me 6 weeks just to figure out how to work a switchboard. So
I'll hook you up.
Well, it took me a while for Twitter, too, because when I first, you know, got on it, I was just always like, okay, I'm not quite sure about this, you know, and then I would just start following random people, and then I saw where Reba was on, so I started following her. And then right after that, it was Melissa. And then I started, you know, talking to all these great people.
Oh,
so that I love them all.
Oh, see, that's so awesome.
I think I followed you because I saw you talking to Rissa, I think. And I'm like, she's super cool. And I'm like, hello.
Yeah, oh, I love talking to everybody. So
we love talking to you, too.
Thank you. I know it is fun, though. I noticed in the beginning, not so much now, I don't notice it, but the whole generation gap kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was so funny sometimes, you know, you guys would talk different things, and I'd be going, okay, not quite sure.
Oh, hey, Alex just tweeted that he just left Walmart. There you go.
Oh, wow.
Aww,
that was
funny. Aww, Alex.
That was so random. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad he's not on tonight.
I know.
I mean, we tried asking, you know, we were so nervous that something was happening, and I'm like, oh, gosh. But, you know, I think he's hanging out with his friends, I think.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it is.
I can do
definitely.
That, yeah.
But we will miss her.
Yeah.
You know, that's the nice thing about having three of them on the line, because with all of them being, you know, quite young and, you know, still in school and having a ton of things to do, you know, if one of them has something for school or something else that they have to do, you know, at least their show can still go on. So that's kind of nice that they're here to back up each other.
Right, it is. Yeah, and like I said, I just love listening to this. I get such a kick out of it. and you know, and
we are adorable.
When you had, like, Katie Cook on, I mean, I didn't really get to see it listen to it because I had to work till 8. So, you know, I'm just so glad tonight I was off at 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, I listen to these young adults here that they are. I listen to them, you know, speak to stars and speak to stars managers you know, try and get them on the show. And they're very receptive to them, which is awesome. They've been really great to Josie, Kayla, and Alex here, and it just amazes me. You know, I can't imagine at 14 and 15, you know, I'm pretty sure I was still playing with dolls or something. I'm pretty sure that I didn't have the gumption to do something like this. So I'm very proud of them, and listening to them talk to managers, oh, my goodness, I don't even know if I could get through a conversation like that without stuttering, and they just do a fantastic job. So it's very amazing.
They do. I know. I always feel, I don't want to say uncomfortable when I follow people or when I talk to Melissa, because I was always afraid she'd think like I was a creepy stalker person or something.
No.
You know?
No way.
I mean, I'd always say, you know, I'd go to Alex, I don't want her to think I'm like the creepy stalker person.
I know. She's got such a wonderful personality, though. It's just, you know, for a celebrity to have that kind of personality and talk to her fans the way that she does is, you know, just fantastic.
I know. It is such a great thing that she does.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what makes them so popular. I mean, realistically, for these movie stars, you know, if they didn't have, you know, fans following them and people coming out to see their shows and that sort of thing, then they wouldn't really be celebrities, would they? So, I think it's awesome that they pay so much attention to the people that keep them working.
And Scotty. Mm-hmm. Don't forget Scotty.
And Scotty. No, we can't forget
Scotty. Oh, I know.
We love Scotty.
We love Scotty. I love him. He's so nice. Have you, like, even noticed how nice he is for, like, a guy?
Yeah, he's nice. He's my fellow Ohioan. So he and I kind of hit it off right off the bat.
Yeah.
We had that,
well, you guys are
that
both,
little,
you know.
Yeah, that little Ohio connection thing there. Yeah, but
he
seems super nice, too, yeah.
He is so nice. I love talking to him. He's a Facebook, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's really nice. And when we have him on our show in December, you got to call in, okay?
Yes, call in.
I know. I'm going to, you know.
Awesome.
Either way, if I have to take a break at work.
Take a little break. Go into the powder room for a few minutes, hook up with Melissa and Scotty. It's worth it.
I know. That's what I'll do. I'm telling you. It'll be like, okay, I have to go on break. See you in, I don't know, maybe an hour.
Maybe. An hour or so.
Yeah, but no, I'll do anything and everything I can. So.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. And plus, if you don't, we'll just give you a shout out anyway. No bigs.
I'm going to do what I can.
Awesome. You don't want to miss this. It's going to be hilarious. We're going to play a little game with Melissa when she's on. So.
Oh, yeah. You got to call in when Melissa calls in, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When Melissa Perryman calls in, we got a little game for her, and you don't want to miss that.
Oh, that's so funny. Auntie JJ in the chat room is called, I guess, right?
Oh, my God.
Did you see that? She just sent a little message saying, Scotty's hot.
Oh, my God.
Well, actually, it actually was kind of like Scotty's hot.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Like that.
That's actually kind of what it was like.
Oh, my gosh. That was funny.
Oh, Andy, oh,
he has more fans than he knows, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
oh
that's
yeah.
So funny. So funny. And poor Aaron is in the chat room having to listen to all of us here, so let's see.
Oh, yeah. Aaron, you should call in. Come
that's
on
that's it. Aaron's got to call in. He's a pretty funny guy. I'm reading some
he
of his some of his little chat stuff here, and he is. He's darn right funny.
He is. He is. He's crazy.
He is.
Just too fun. Now, is he the same age as you, Josie, or the same age as Kayla?
Kayla.
Same
no.
age as me, I think. Maybe.
He's 18.
Oh, he's 18.
So he's younger
right,
than
so
me.
He's closer to Kayla's age then. Look at that. He is just funny.
He is hilarious.
He's got to call in. That's a riot.
He has to. So, Aaron, you got to call in now. You got to now.
Oh.
You can't disappoint.
See? Look at that. Everybody just start chanting, Aaron,
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 Aaron.
Come on, Aaron. Call in. Come on.
Yeah, call
I know.
In and talk. That's awesome. We've got a few open spaces here. We can keep you guys all on the line, and we could chat
oh,
all
cool.
together at once. So call in.
Yeah, how cool would that be?
That is just too fun. Then you guys can have a real conversation like you're all on conference call or something.
I know. That's awesome.
I know. That's pretty cool. We made Auntie JJ blush. That's funny. You only have to blush if he's on the line with us, Auntie JJ. It's okay.
Yeah, he won't listen to this. Trust me. He won't listen to this.
Yeah. So Aaron's chatting, but I don't know if he's listening, so let me just send a little email here or chat or whatever this thing is called. What do you call this when you type something in? Chat?
A chat room.
Okay.
Oh, my God. And she wants me on Twitter.
See, somebody better help me out.
No, but seriously, if you follow, like, Kayla, Diane, Andy, JJ, Aaron, Amanda, they'll teach you.
See?
We all will teach you.
There you
follow
go.
Yeah.
Amanda Panda, is that right, Amanda?
Yes.
She says hi to everybody.
Hi,
hey, Amanda. Mwah, goofball.
The static on the line is bothering her, and I think that's my phone. So sorry, Amanda. As soon as I put myself on mute, you guys will be all good. Is everybody else hearing horrible static?
No.
No, I'm not hearing anything.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I can hardly hear it.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's staticky because I'm in my room, and my mom is in her room, so we're on the same line. So,
well, I tell you what, we need a much better setup in this house. You should see us running around at 5 o'clock trying to connect everything. So we're going to have to figure it out over the long break because we need a much better way to handle this, let me tell you.
Definitely.
Erica. All right, so Aaron says that he is listening. So, Aaron, if you're listening, call in. We are going to wait on the line for you.
Very patiently.
He's like, I could still not call in. You can't force me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's hysterical. So what else is happening this weekend with you guys? Anything besides New Moon?
I don't really need to answer, right, Mom?
No, you don't have to.
Okay.
We kind of help you plan your weeks and weekends.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do it yourself yet.
Exactly.
How about you, Diane? You got anything good going?
No, with me, it's working.
Just working?
You know, just working. I'm off Sunday, which is great. I want to do some Christmas shopping,
good.
Possibly.
Yeah. So are you doing Thanksgiving? Do you have that at your house?
Actually, I'm not having it this year because I originally was scheduled to work. So I didn't plan anything, but then at the last minute, they said that I didn't have to work. So I still really haven't planned anything, yeah.
So you got a little bit of stuff going on there. I have to tell you, sorry, Diane. I'm not giggling at you. I'm giggling at Aaron. Did everybody see what he just typed in?
No.
He typed in, people say Scotty is hot. I think I am. I could be wrong. He just cracks me up. I swear that just popped up.
Oh,
last
Aaron.
So
makes
cute.
Me laugh. Yes, you are, Aaron. So call in so we can talk to you, for goodness sake.
That's hilarious.
Come on, Aaron.
Oh, that's just so funny. That makes me laugh.
Oh, we're seeing more people. Jeez.
Yeah, we've got a lot of people here online. How fun is that? That's awesome. You guys are having
this
a great
awesome.
Night.
This is awesome.
That's
yeah.
cool.
So, you know, as far as Thanksgiving goes, we originally thought that, you know, we were going to go over to one of Josie's grandma's houses and I was going to get out of cooking. And now it looks like, you know, they're
you're
not
cooking.
Feeling so well over there. So everybody's coming here. So I've got to go out and get myself a big bird.
Oh, awesome.
Big bird.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. I like having lots of family around for the holidays especially.
Yeah, and then, Mom, during our little Thanksgiving feast, we could watch that Thanksgiving episode of Reba.
Oh, yeah, I'm watching.
There you go. Maybe we
there
could
you go.
Duplicate it at our house. Wouldn't that be fun?
Can we invite Melissa over?
Yeah, we'll work on that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's the one that's married to Melissa on the show? What's his name?
Brock.
Brock. That's
oh,
what I want
Chris.
Over. Let's have Brock come over.
Oh, Mom.
He's funny. Oh, it's so funny. It makes me laugh. So
oh,
Nellie for Bush. Do we know who Nellie for Bush is?
Oh,
she
yes.
just came on.
Yes.
Yeah.
So hello, Nellie for Bush. What's her real name? Is it Nellie?
I don't know.
That would be my guess. So.
I'm guessing. I don't know.
She had a computer problem, but she's on the line with us. So, hi, Nellie. That's so fun.
Oh, Andy JJ just texted me and said that her computer froze and she can't listen to our show now.
Oh, well,
she's in
the
chat room.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So, yeah, other than New Moon, I don't know that we have anything else good going this weekend. I've been waiting for this show for like an entire year. How sad is that of me?
Oh, man.
Oh, funny.
I know. I just love it. Can't get enough.
She has. She reads the books, people.
Yeah. I like
this. Nothing wrong.
You know what?
Her name is Kathy, Mom, Nellie for Bush.
Oh, it's Kathy? Hi, Kathy.
Yeah. Hey, Kathy.
Oh, that's so sweet. So, all right. Well, that's it. Oh, we have a caller. All right. Let's hang on. I'm gonna keep you on the line, too, Diane.
Okay.
Oh, no, they just went off. No, no, whoever that was, call back in. I want to try and get a bunch of people on the line.
Mom, I think you scared them away.
I think I did. I need to. I'm trying to get, like, a party chat or something going. What do you call that when a whole bunch of people
are
there? There we
go.
Kidding. Party chat, I guess that works.
Okay, so whoever that was that just called in. Oh, there they are. Let's try and get them on the phone.
Quick, before they go.
Before they go away.
Yeah, really.
Let's hear them. Hello, caller, who's there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Is this Alex?
Yeah.
Hi, Alex. Alex is on the line.
Hi, Alex.
How's the show going?
It is
good.
Going fabu.
We're having a ball. Have you been listening in?
Not by a computer.
Oh, all right. So, yeah, we're having a whole bunch of fun, but we miss you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks.
We miss you.
I mean, I thought I'd call in to, like, some part of it because I don't want to miss anything, but here I am.
Alex,
here he is.
So you know, the loud one is my mom.
I'm the guest for tonight. What do you think about that?
Isn't that awesome?
Like, what?
I think you lost.
What? I was like, wait, what?
Oh, no. How desperate have we gotten?
We sunk to an ultimate low. No, I'm kidding. My mom's awesome, people.
So, yeah, Alex, I'm filling in as the guest tonight.
Yeah, I was told.
Oh, yeah? So what'd they say? Somebody say
what?
It was so much fun they couldn't stand it?
Well, Janina was telling me this. She's like, Josie's mom is the last-minute guest here. I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
How fun is that? And you know what? I'm working the switchboard like a pro. You would be proud of me, Alex.
I already am.
Well, thank you so much.
Alex, but...
And we have Diane on the line with us. Say hi to Diane. She's still on the line with us, I think.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm good. I just left Walmart. Yeah, I just left Walmart, and people are, like, going all crazy, and they're finding their friends. Oh, I want to go see New Moon tonight, because everyone's seeing New Moon. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, maybe I should go see it. But then, you know, it's so late at night, and I just feel like staying home and pigging out on, you know, pumpkin-flavored ice cream, and that's what I want to do.
Yeah, that sounds really good, yeah.
Well, that sounds good.
After the show. But you know what?
Yeah.
It's on all day again tomorrow, too, right? Don't they have, like, a million showings on Saturday as well?
They probably do. I was asked to go see The Blind Side tomorrow, that movie starring Sandra Bullock. And
Oh, yeah. I want to see that, too. You're right.
I do, too.
Yeah.
That's a good one, but, you know, got to see New Moon first.
I haven't even seen Twilight. I haven't even seen Twilight yet.
Well,
and
you've got to see Twilight first, then.
Yeah, I heard it was kind of dumb, but I'm not going to listen to them. All right? I mean, I'll just watch it.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a really good show. But I think that there's probably, like, a lot of, you know, would anybody agree with me if you've seen it? There's a lot of young romance on there, so if you're not somebody that's into that kind of thing, I don't know if you'd be, because it's not all like vampires and killing and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's there's this a heavy romance kind of undertone, would you think?
Yeah.
When I was in class, one of the teachers had this poster, one of these posters of Edward Cullen that plays in those movies, and then all the girls in my class are just chasing after the poster and fighting over it. I'm just like, wow.
That's hilarious. That is so
now,
funny.
Now, Alex, just imagine what would happen. I mean, that was over a poster. Imagine what would happen if he had walked in the door. Oh
yeah, he'd
God.
Probably... yeah, I can't imagine what would happen.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure any of
guys,
them would be alive at this point.
Guys, you guys are going to think I am a complete idiot, but I had myself on mute the whole time. And I
was real Josie.
And I was talking. And I'm like, why are people talking to me?
You know what's so funny is I wouldn't have even known to be able to tell you, Josie, because we are both actually on the same line. So I can hear Josie, and I can hear all of you, so I wouldn't have known that she was on mute. That's pretty funny.
I was like, hey, Alex, what's up?
I told you guys we need a better setup, see?
Oh,
we are just not... We are just not set up for radio, so we're going to fix that so that we can move forward on our professionalism. So, you know,
okay, but
Tom Cruise or somebody joins us, you know, we're not embarrassed by handling the phones the way that we do.
I'm going to repeat what I said when
say
I was on
again,
mute.
Say it again.
That Andy JJ said that Tim McGraw is in that movie. Is that true?
In which one?
Oh, yeah, he's in The Blind Side, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I thought you were talking about New Moon.
No, he's in The Blind Side, the one that Alan
I was going to say, Tim McGraw on New Moon. I don't think so.
That would be hilarious.
But would that be fun?
That would be fun.
That would be fun.
And doesn't Tim McGraw in that movie, didn't he shave off his mustache?
Yeah.
I think. He looks totally different.
And the hats off, too. I mean, literally, when I seen, like, the trailer, I guess, or whatever you would call it, the advertisement for it, I had no clue that was him until they said it.
I know, me either. Yeah.
No
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't what you see on stage, ladies. Trust me.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's so funny. So, you know who you guys have to work on getting onto the show is one of my favorites is Toby Keith. How do we get to Toby Keith?
I know how.
I'll find a way. I'm sure we can all find a way.
Yeah.
All right, you guys.
I got an idea.
That's what you got to work on.
We will hook it up.
It's actually kind of easy. All you gotta do is go to, like, Toby Keith's official website and just, you know, the little contact me link and just, you know, tell him what it is. I mean, it's...
Yeah. But you know what? I think when the stars get to that size, I think that, don't they have other people managing those things for them? So, they'd be like, who? Someone
yeah, most
did,
likely.
What? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'd have to talk to their manager, which is, I guess, something we gotta do, but it can be difficult.
Not really. I mean, like, when I was asking Jenna Menken if I could get Katie Cook on, like, I didn't have to deal with emailing and stuff. All I had to do was just call her.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So, it was
if you can give Toby a call for me.
That is so cute.
Tell me I can go personally pick him up at his ranch in Oklahoma or wherever he's at.
Oh, my God.
Sure you would.
So, yeah.
We are not related.
All right, okay. Diane, who's your favorite? Come on.
Oh, man.
Who, me?
Yeah, who's your favorite?
Oh, my gosh. I like them all. That's really bad.
No, that's not bad.
I mean, it is. It's really bad. Yeah. I mean, I do. I like Keith Urban and Brad Paisley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many of them that I like. It's really bad.
How about Taylor Swift having that Rockin' Award ceremony? Did you guys see that? She won every single award there was in America, it seemed.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, how about that? That was pretty amazing.
That was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's so
it
young.
Was.
Oh, Andy JJ, she's so funny. She just wrote in, I like all the country hotties.
Me too.
I second
that.
We're going to make her blush again. And I don't know, Alex, it looks like you have quite some fans in the chat room.
I do.
Yeah, people are thinking that you're the bee's knees right now, mister. Look at that. You have your
just
own little
a big hello to everyone.
Yes. There you go. So Alex gave them all a hello. Now they can all melt in their chairs. Look at that.
There you go.
Well, cause, yeah, Janina's like, you know, I'll just tell them that you said hi, and it's like, well, and then I'm just like, you know, what the heck, I'll just call in.
Let me just call into, you know, the radio show that I host with these ladies.
Right.
For you. Auntie JJ says you're awesome.
Thank you, JJ.
There you go.
Thank you.
See, and Nellie, her name is Kathy, right? She says that this is fun. She's having fun. Amanda thinks you're awesome. Aaron is like, go Alex.
Aaron.
He's so funny. He needs to call
Aaron
in.
Cracks me up.
He does.
You know, he
does.
Is funny. I have to say, I've been saying that all night. He is a riot. He needs to get online with you guys.
Yeah, he does.
I know. I know. He needs to call.
He said,
and
I'm not Aaron as you speak.
I heard Aaron made his own Blog Talk Radio show that he might be like, be hosting it tomorrow. I'll probably be listening to that because, you know, there'll be a lot of
I will try to call in Aaron. Definitely.
Me too.
All right, so Aaron, give us the information so that
we'll sneak up on you.
We can, we
surprise
can you. Join your show.
Yeah.
We'll all call in at once.
Yeah.
How about Aaron? How about for your first guest? How about you have Kayla, Alex, and Josie?
Oh,
there you go.
I think that's an awesome idea. Let's see your fingers work that switchboard, mister.
That'd be hilarious.
So, Kayla, over there, tell us, you know, who's your favorite singer?
Diane already mentioned mine, Keith Urban.
Keith Urban. So that's your number one?
I love Keith Urban.
Yeah, he is pretty awesome. He is pretty awesome. At the
awards, I have a lot of favorite singers.
New tattoo.
Huh?
At the award show, he was sporting some new tattoo or something. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't show anybody the full thing, but you seen, like, pieces of it coming out. Are you guys tattoo people? Do you like tattoos on people?
I have two of them.
Who does? Who said that? Diane?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us. Tell us what you have.
I have a shooting star on my ankle.
Uh-huh.
And on my wrist, I have a cross with a lily.
Awesome.
Oh, I bet those are awesome.
Ma, can I get one of those?
Come back to me when you're 18.
Yeah, it was more or less kind of like my midlife crisis thing. I went and got a tattoo rather than, you know.
Oh, no, that is absolutely... I want one so bad, I'm just a chicken. I'm just so afraid of it.
Oh, I am too.
Oh, we have a sick person in the room.
What?
He just said, read it. His name is Guest.
Guest.
I realize what's about to fill my mouth with.
Next.
What?
I'm really confused.
I don't know really who that is.
He wrote, it tasted so good straight from his...
Oh, is there somebody I need to block somewhere?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I do that for you. Alex,
how do you block?
No, we can't block somebody.
Oh.
You can't block anybody?
What? That's just so stupid.
Okay, so we'll just ignore him and we'll just move on.
Wait a minute, you can block people. Wait, block people where? On the chat room? Oh, gosh, I'm back, aren't I?
Yeah, the chat
thing. You click on their name on the thingy-ma-bob sidebar.
We tried that, but it just says send private message.
Oh, it should say block. Well, is he a guest? Does it say guest?
Yeah, it's a guest.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then you can't do that.
Okay. Aww. Well, we'll just have to ignore him. Yeah.
So chat rule. I need to have a talk with your manager.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, just ignore him. That's okay.
Okay.
Eventually he'll go away.
Anyway,
so we were talking about tattoos. So anybody else have any?
No.
No? All right, so Diane, tell us the truth. How bad did it hurt?
Yes.
Actually, I had the cross done first, and that hurt really, really bad. I added the lily later, and that didn't hurt at all. It all depends on the tattoo artist.
Okay.
If it's somebody who has done a lot of tattoos, you know, for a while, they're the best. It doesn't hurt. I actually, when they did the cross, I had a new person.
Okay.
And he went way too deep.
Ugh.
So that one hurt. And I tell everybody, that one did hurt.
Okay.
But I wouldn't let it, if you ever want a tattoo later on, I wouldn't let that discourage you. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
No. Okay. It's, you can live with it.
Okay. So I put on my big girl pants and just walk in there.
Yep. Yep, you can do it.
You can do it.
That's so fun. That just cracks me up. So, all right, so what else? What do you guys have? What
Thank
kind
you,
of good
Amanda.
Stuff do you have to talk about?
Thanks, Amanda.
We've got, what, 20 minutes or something left? How much time do we have left here? Let me take a quick
20.
All right, 20 minutes.
Woohoo! 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
So what haven't we hit on yet today that we could talk about?
Well, who wants to know what I did today?
All right, I want to know
you
what you did today. Tell us.
Well, today I went to school, which is normally boring, but it was Friday, so I kind of just, you know, did what I do on Fridays. I stared at the clock the whole day waiting for the day to be over, which I realize makes it slower. I came home, went on my website and listened to my playlist because all of my songs on there, you know, I can't stop listening to. I mean, have you guys listened to my playlist on my site?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, you just sound like a little bored. Like, yes. Yeah.
That was me.
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm just
playlist.
So distracted by this guy.
I know, me too, and I'm trying not to.
Yeah. So just talk without looking at it, Joe.
Okay.
And I've been looking through my, like, I have a whole sheet of paper. This is songs all from Amanda, because she like, piled up my inbox on Twitter full of songs that I could add to my playlist. So I'm, like, going through those, searching for them on the playlist site. And I'll be adding those later, though. And then I went to Walmart. I couldn't get chocolate milk, so that's the low of my day.
No chocolate milk?
Aww.
I know. Don't give me chocolate milk. So, I mean, I took chocolate milk out and I dropped it. But
but you could have got a 40-cent turkey.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
I should say 40-cent a pound turkey. This is what I dealt with all day today. Okay, I'll shut up about that now.
No. That's a riot. That's a riot.
That's hilarious.
So Amanda says that she's a country music dictionary, so I just asked her who her favorite was. She knows, like, everything.
She gave me, like, a whole list of songs. I'm just like, whoa. And I got, like, my direct messages right now, I have, like, over 20 of them from her filled up with names of songs to add to my playlist. I'm actually surprised that people actually like some of the songs on my playlist too, because some of them are like not even country.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, I know. I think I know who you're talking about though, but I will not say. Hey, we got a new person in the chat room.
Oh, we do.
So, Amanda says that we can't make her choose a country person, so it's a cross between Josh, Toby, or Tim.
I
say that's all fantastic.
I bet Amanda just loves Taylor Swift.
Oh, you know what? She likes the song Toes from the Zac Brown Band. What do you
Toes?
Guys think of the
oh
Zac
God.
Brown Band? Anybody else like them besides me?
I do.
I like it because of you, Mom.
Oh, and Aaron is singing us parts of the song in the chat room. Of course, he picked the part that had a swear in it.
Of course, right? Of course.
That's hysterical.
Andy J. is like, oh, God, too much to choose from.
Right? So Josie's daddy just walked into the house from work, and he's looking at me like, what are you doing?
Probably didn't expect that.
That's so funny. All right, so there's somebody in the chat room called Campy. He says hi.
Hi, Campy. He is a pro. Well, hello there.
What does that mean when they have pro in front of it, since I'm getting my Twitter?
It's a professional chat world account, I think.
Yeah, the Bob Show has one. He's a pro. So.
Oh. Well, I'm not a pro at anything, but I want one of those cute little squares.
Oh, gosh. That's all
I
wanted for.
Auntie JJ says hello to Josie's dad.
That's too funny.
All right, so tell me, so there's a little note on here that little comment about Rissa. I guess you guys talked to somebody, Rissa.
Oh, Rissa.
About her and her love for Taylor. So what's up with that?
Oh.
Not like Taylor Swift.
Okay, maybe we should
giggle.
How about we just end the conversation right now?
Done. Combo over.
Okay.
Let's just say Rissa loves Reba.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really loves Reba.
That.
Who doesn't love Reba?
There you go.
I know, but Rissa really loves Reba.
Really, like over the top.
She has become Little Reba. So Aaron is finally talking up here, and Aaron is saying that, I think he likes Miley Cyrus.
You like Miley Cyrus for real? That's awesome.
Aaron is a Miley Cyrus fan, I think. Rock on, Aaron.
It's
That's it. Yeah.
Oh, I like that song.
Yeah, so I actually like that song, too.
I love that song, too. That's my favorite song I've heard.
I do. And what's the new one? Party Someplace? What's the
Party
new one?
In the
Party
USA.
In the USA.
Oh,
I love that
song. I absolutely
song.
Love that, I have to say.
I have it on my phone.
I wish I was.
Which song?
Me, too.
Which song?
Party in the USA.
I think that's on my playlist.
Is it?
I think so.
It is an
I think it is.
Awesome song.
Too. I love it. I love kind of like the beat to it. You know what I mean?
I do, too. Makes you want to dance.
Just makes me want to dance. Makes me want to groove. It was so funny. I was playing the song for my mom and the rest in a restaurant. Everybody was so quiet, and then all of a sudden they heard, "It's a party in the USA," and my mom's like, "Shh, shh, shh." Everybody was staring at us. It was kind of embarrassing.
That's awesome.
All right, so Alex, Kayla, and Josie, Amanda says that next week she's going to call in.
Oh, yay!
And
woo-hoo, Amanda!
I think we need to be concerned because she's saying she's going to be on Dew or Red Bull. I don't know what that means.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
We might want to run for the hills.
All right, Campy is sticking up for us here in the chat room.
Thank you.
He's telling our yucky guest that he's gross.
Yeah.
Are we having a show next week?
We have a show every week, don't we?
Well, it's
Thanksgiving and stuff.
I don't know.
What do you guys want to do? It's the Friday after Thanksgiving. I don't know. I think you should have an after Turkey Day show.
I think we should. That's actually a good idea.
I'll be able
to listen into that one, too. So that'll be cool.
Everybody's relaxing with a full tummy, and you guys can talk about your bird day. I don't know.
How like that we got.
Hell, what'd you do for Thanksgiving? Oh, I ate a bird.
I ate a bird.
It was all about the turkey.
I know, right?
Oh, look at that. Aaron says he's having a party at his house.
Oh, let's go.
I think he invited us.
Oh, yay. Here goes.
Get in the car.
You know you guys love me.
We love you, Josie.
Oh, there's Miley Cyrus.
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Woo-hoo!
Where are you listening to that at?
Woohoo!
What? Oh, that's on my phone here.
No.
Oh, did you you didn't listen to it. We played a game with our chat room peeps.
Oh, it was fun.
It was so much fun. We played a song off of my phone, and they had to guess what it was and who it was by. It's hilarious.
It was fun, though.
Played Britney Spears.
Yeah,
oh my God.
People win some prizes.
Yeah, and everybody send me, everyone who won a prize, DM me with your name and address, and I will send you something.
Yay.
I will send you something. Yes.
Definitely. I know, Auntie JJ there, she's quick on with the typing.
I think I might have typed one word,
and she had the whole thing.
She was complaining about her acrylic nails giving her a hard time, but she's doing just fine.
I know. I have no nails, and I would look and, okay, never mind.
That's hilarious. She's super fast, I swear. Wait, Diane, I think you won, though, right?
Okay. No.
You did?
I thought you did.
You're a winner, though.
No, because I think I kind of, I was like the third one.
No big deal. At least you got it right. Really. We will still send you a prize.
And I'm over here screaming the answers.
So our new friend in the chat room, Campy, call in. How fun.
Oh, he
got somebody new.
He just left.
Oh.
You.
Hey, Campy.
That's not cool.
Well, there you go.
Oh, that's funny.
It's hilarious.
That's funny. All right, so let's see what time it is. We have 10 minutes, so if there's anything important that you want to get out and say, now's the time, right?
I think I should sing the theme song.
No,
yeah.
I think we have that on, I think we have that, what do we have that, recorded or something, Alex, someplace?
Yeah, you can push play it. It's in the middle column of the switchboard.
The comedy show where everything goes. We'll have a blast with Manny and Alex, with your host Josie, Kaylin, and Alex.
Oh, that's awesome! Is everybody singing? Oh, I feel like we need to be around a campfire with some s'more making material.
Totally,
it was so funny.
Fun. You
know that SpongeBob episode?
Go ahead, Alex.
What?
Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, you know that SpongeBob episode where they, like, the SpongeBob episode where they sing the campfire song?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Campfire song, campfire. No. I don't even know that.
I went camping one year at Yogi Bear in Wisconsin because we went there with the family. And I'm sitting there, and then I'm just like, okay, guys, I'm going to sing a song for us. It's so quiet. It's called the Campfire Song.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Sing it for us.
Gosh, I'm like boring to you guys.
That'd be hilarious. Dang it. Oh, well, Andy JJ just said we need to make a ringtone out of our theme song.
We do.
I don't know. It's kind of catchy. Does anybody catch themselves walking around and singing it at work? Because I do.
I sing it.
That's a riot.
So funny. I remember just making it up on the spot, and then now everybody's singing it. So crazy.
Too much fun.
It's hilarious.
Auntie JJ wants Alex to sing.
Sing, Alex.
I can't sing.
Oh, come on. Sing your campfire song.
I can't sing my campfire song.
Well, you know what? The weather has been so nice out here in Illinois. I will tell you that last night we were able to grill burgers.
Whoa, that was random.
I know, kind of random. The weather's been holding up everywhere else because, you know, I don't.
It is actually pretty warm for November. It's pretty surprising.
Really? So, is that heading this way? I hope.
All right. So tell us what you're getting. Tell us what you're getting right now.
It's cold here. It's Ohio, northern Ohio.
Feeling like 65 degrees out here.
Oh, it's cold here. I mean, it's not freezing, but it's cold.
Well, we don't want that coming here. So we'll send you some of ours.
And they're saying next Wednesday and Thursday possibly rain mixed with snow.
Aw, man.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not cool.
Oh, we don't want to hear that.
I know. It's coming, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't think we can avoid it. So I'm asking Campy to call in. He came back.
Mom. That's all I got to say.
I know. He's like, what? What are you talking about? It's so funny. It makes me laugh.
Illinois weather is bad.
Who said that? Aaron?
It can be bad. It can be. But lately, it's not been that bad.
We want to move to Tennessee. That's what we want
to
do.
I want to move to L.A. Are you kidding me?
Josie, that's a mile away from where I'm going.
Allie!
I want to so bad.
I'm moving to LA.
Thanks that we couldn't go to LA.
Where do you
want
to move to, Alex? Ah. What did you say?
LA.
You want to go to LA too?
Come with
me.
Yeah,
I'll probably knock on Melissa Peterman's door with all my bags and say, hi.
I'm with you.
Got room for
me?
Then we'll see how gracious she is to her guests.
Yeah, really. Let's all three of us go.
Nah, she's all
right, so Kayla, you want to go to L.A. too?
Yeah.
Really?
We should all go, I'm just saying.
Yeah, don't really have
we
to
should,
go there.
Get ahead of us.
Maybe for vacation.
Yeah,
okay.
We are going on vacation next year, mother. Mm-hmm. We have to.
Absolutely. Auntie JJ wants to move to Florida, that's what she says.
Josie, I just sent you my address. Okay, I got it, Auntie JJ. Thank you.
Thank you.
We got it.
Does Campy live in California?
What?
Does Campy live in California?
She's thinking that California is awesome. She might. Hey, Campy, do you live in California? Type that in and let us know. And she could tell us.
I'm just curious about the whole earthquake thing.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that'd be the only thing. The weather is beyond wonderful. Like, when we're having winter, can't they just still go to the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, must be nice.
Yeah,
okay,
really.
I'm sorry to interrupt anybody, but I got to tell you guys something so hilarious. Bob Merrick from The Bob Show just wrote on Twitter, okay, this may not be a good thing to say, but it says, the idea of Gus looking up Doggy
is both adorable and disturbing. I didn't want to say the other word.
Thank you for not sharing that word.
that was it made me laugh. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
I love him. He's hilarious. And Blake Shelton. He is the best comeback.
Oh, my gosh. His tweets are insane.
I know.
Right,
I know.
I really enjoy him.
They're funny, though.
Every time Blake Shelton writes me, I tell my mom, I'm like, look who wrote me, and then she's like, Blake Shelton!
I think we got to find a way to get him to follow me when he hooks me up with this Tweety thing.
Oh, I will. I'll get him to follow you. I will get him to follow you.
That's too bad. I think
sure Joe
think
Daddy's going to be like, what are you doing? That's right.
But I think
so
it's harder when you're older.
What did you say?
I think it's harder when you're older, and I'm not trying to be mean or anything. It's just, like I said, I think they think we're creepy then or something.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It is a little bit different. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people that, you know, tweet to Blake Shelton, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
they're not, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So my opening line needs to be, hi, I'm Tina Marie, and I'm not creepy.
There you go.
You know, I think I actually DM'd that to Melissa once. Remember, Alex, we were talking about that? Because
I was paranoid
about being the whole creepy person.
Yeah, I had the same feeling. I'm just like, yeah, I don't want her to think I'm a creepy stalker that's just going to, like, stalk her or something and show up in her window or something.
She's walking through her car and having to keep looking behind her. Yeah, I can see where, you know, sometimes they may think, all these fans. But I think she knows all of you guys well enough that you're all
mm-hmm.
good now. But, yeah, I can see for the first time when you email somebody. But you got to figure if they set themselves up with a Twitter page and things like that, that they got to know people are going to want to talk to them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what is, somebody just said something. Oh, Kathy says she does live in California.
Oh.
All right, so let's ask Kathy
about earthquakes.
Kathy, tell us about earthquakes. She's going to forward us like a link. This is what an earthquake is. Let me see
probably.
What she has to say.
I'm tweeting to Melissa right now.
All right, well, you guys, we should let you finish up your show, the three of you, since you're all together, because we have 2 minutes. So.
Oh, okay.
So what do you guys need to do here in the end?
Diane?
Yes, ma'am.
And Alex. Well, Alex, stay on the line with us.
Yeah.
What am I thinking?
You're
but
part
Diane,
of our show.
It was so awesome talking to you.
It was nice talking to you guys.
It was awesome.
Thank you for calling in, Diane.
Oh, sure. And I'll do it again. You know me. You know when I can. I will do that.
Yep.
So. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm going to get off.
Yeah.
I'm going to get off the line then. So.
Okay. Bye.
All right.
Bye, Diane.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. She is so sweet. Don't forget to follow me when I get a Twitter page so we can chat.
I'll set that up right after I'm done here.
Yeah, get a Twitter page soon because, it'll be more fun with you on.
I've got to get one of those, so you guys are going to have to help me out a little.
She already has a Facebook, people.
Yeah, but I haven't done anything with it. I just got on
it
because I seen a friend from years and years ago that I'm trying to hook up with what used to be my best girlfriend in fourth grade, so I thought that was really fun. Yeah. All right, so I'll let you guys finish your show. I want to put myself on mute. Thank you for having me as a guest. Bye, everybody.
You're welcome,
you,
Mom. Love you. I'll see you after the show.
All right, bye.
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 Oh,
that was hilarious.
Fun.
That was so much fun.
That was really fun.
That
and
was.
I made it.
And you made it.
I mean, part of it, though. But
well, you still made it. You're here.
You still made it. It's all good.
You guys are all like, hello.
Listen to the playback and be like, oh, God.
You guys are like, who's this? And you're like, is this Alex? Yeah.
We're sorry. Next time we'll definitely hook it up. So if you ever come back on, we'd be like, what's up?
What's
we wouldn't have to ask.
Oh, my
but,
God.
Yeah. And my mom also said that it was kind of hard hearing everybody because of everybody was on the line. So.
Right.
Yeah, and it said like 50 seconds or 15 seconds. I don't really. Yeah. Anywho, that guest chick or dude is still saying nasty things.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm
going to
find
a
way.
I don't know why people do that.
I think the reason why you can't block him is because I can only do it because I'm the owner of it, of the chat thing. Because you have to log my account. I think that's why. So.
Oh, yeah. So every message that he wrote, you should go through them and delete them because you don't want everybody to see that stuff.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? That'd be like, hello, you know.
Too much information.
Yeah, too much information in that sentence. But Andy KJ said it right. He's annoying.
Yeah, I'll delete him.
Okie doke.
10
seconds. That was a fun half hour.
That was fun.
It was fun.
I just got a little message. 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
Bye, everybody. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Bye, guys.
Kayla and Alex. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
And we're out.